That is the first ever report developed by UNODC on wildlife and forest crime. And of course, the report very clearly shows that it's a global crime. No country are immune. And as just few figures, 7,000 species have been identified in 164,000 seizures in 124 countries. It means that all countries, countries of origin, countries of transit and final destination, have this global responsibility to fight against transnational organized crime, which is wildlife crime.
There's a lot of talk on impunity associated with the wildlife crime. How can we end this sort of impunity?
Very simple, by criminalizing this activity as most serious crime. And we believe that we need to go further on to address also the demand side and to criminalize not only the poaching and the illicit trafficking of wildlife, but also illicit possession of products of wildlife crime harvested or trafficked from different parts of the world.
So as long as there is demand, there is supply. How can we control demand for things like fur coats, ivory, and so on?
Well, of course, there is no one-size-fits-all solution, and fur coats are different from ivory, and there are different types of ivory, of course. But what is very important, we need, first of all, to raise awareness and to have a very clear political commitment at the highest level, which must be translated into the real action, including legislation, including law enforcement, including campaigns. And of course, we need to use all possible channels of communication, social media, celebrities, to address people who will listen to them, whom they can trust, and actually to change this erroneous belief that some products of wildlife have magic effect on people's life and health. That is not true. That's why we need to do much more. But first of all, we need to address this in a comprehensive way, as you said. We need to address both the demand and supply in a balanced approach.
My last question is, what kind of help can be offered to communities that depend on this demand?
Well, it is also different, and I can give you examples when communities with the right policies are supporting people who are protecting areas of natural habitat of rare animals, and they are participating in all activities. They are working with tourists, and all poachers, actually, they are not local people, they are mercenaries, even foreign mercenaries. That is also a fact of life. It shows that we can change the situation and we can move ahead. And that is also part of one of the projects of the UNODC Global Program on Wildlife and Forest Crime.